Photography has evolved enormously over the past century and a half, from early daguerreotypes to the sophisticated and easily manipulated digital photographs of today. No matter what the format, children have been a favorite subject of photographers over the years, and that's the focus of Ray Merritt's new book. He's put together a large format collection of images that explores how children's lives and roles in society have changed over time. Full of Grace, A Journey Through the History of Childhood, is published by Powerhouse Books, and I'm very pleased that it has brought Ray Merritt to my show today. Hello.
Hello.
Is it true that this book has taken you 6 years of research?
Well, yes. That's probably even a little bit longer. These projects, when you do a book that covers 150 years, if you're not an expert, as I wasn't, it does take a great deal of effort to kind of cull that information and then figure out how to make it in a fashion that someone might actually enjoy it.
And I'm sure also it just kept on growing and growing. Your concept probably was relatively limited. Let's put together some pictures of kids.
Well, someone said, and I think it was quite true, it's a little bit like writing a thesis. You think you know where you're going, but all of a sudden you're going on a different path, and then that path takes you somewhere else. And with a subject as broad as childhood over the last 150 years, you have to pause at times, you have to think, and you have to divert. So I think that if you wrote it, it would be a different book, and if anybody else wrote it, it would be a different book. Each of us takes our own journey, a lot based on our own childhood and our aspirations and our children, our grandchildren.
But you also decided to include a lot of history in the book. It could have just been a compilation of photographs, but did you know from the start that you would learn a lot about how the world has changed over the last 150 years by simply putting together pictures of kids?
I didn't know the extent to which children were a predominant force in the evolution and history of the world. It seems like a simple statement to make, but until you really get into it and realize the impact, even though you were part of that impact as a child, you don't realize the impact of the 60s and 70s on America, for example, and the effect that simple things like the Beatles and Elvis Presley and Bob Dylan had on affecting the way people dressed, how they cut their hair, how they thought, how they were willing to speak out on issues that perhaps before then were unspoken. Those are the kind of things you pick up and you knew them. You just never could synthesize or verbalize. At least I couldn't.
You have 300 images in this 400-page book, many of them from famous photographers, but some of them also from just amateur photographers.
Well, photography, of course, is a universal art since we can all do it.
And you say the Brownie really was affected a major revolution.
It certainly did because it permitted people to record, in a sense, their own history. It's interesting because yesterday, being in New York when the event occurred downtown, I was on Lexington Avenue and I noticed tens of thousands of people walking up from the subway, and they were all holding their phones and taking pictures. Pictures mean something to people, much more so than experiences, because it captures a moment, quite an interpretive moment often, but it captures that moment. So when it comes to your children or your loved ones in general, it's very important to capture them your own way.
But how much can we learn about changing attitudes about childhood from looking at this book and thinking about what pictures people were taking 150 years ago and what they've taken along the way?
Well, I hope you could learn a great deal.
How old is the oldest picture in the book? 150 years old?
The oldest image is 150 years old. A little, actually, probably about 160 years old. Very first images are at the turn of the 19th, at the middle of the 19th century when photography was invented. And from the very first start, children became a subject of photography. The only problem was in the early days you had to keep them still for 30 seconds before you could make the image. So that was required a certain amount of restraint, physical and directional. But you learn a great deal because, in essence, the art of photography also works on the culture of childhood. The Victorians wanted to present a child that was completely free of any base sensuality or sexuality, so that it was very common and very accepted to take pictures of nude children in what today might be read as provocative poses. Today, those same images create all kinds of complex issues.
But they were romanticizing the supposed innocence of childhood.
They were romanticizing the innocence. Today, some are exploiting.
With Lewis Carroll, for example, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, people have conjectured about his impulses and others. But it's interesting that at that same time, we had a lot of children in the labor force, and photographers like Lewis Hine were out there taking pictures in hopes of actually changing our laws.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's when photography became an instrument of social change with a photojournalist like Lewis Hine. And the effect that they had, I mean, his photographs alone changed a great deal about how society, what it was willing to accept. You could no longer hide it.
He said, "Perhaps you are weary of child labor pictures. Well, so are the rest of us, but we propose to make you and the whole country so sick and tired of them that child labor pictures will be records of the past."
We hope so, of course.
And he seemed to have done that. I don't know how much credit Lewis Hine gets for changing child labor laws, but he was really an effective propagandist, wasn't
he? He gets a great deal of credit.
The fact that he was a great photographer doesn't hurt?
It doesn't hurt. The fact that he was well-connected didn't hurt either. He became a bit of a celebrity, a big celebrity in his time, and he was a force. He became a force, and that whole social movement was occurring during the time. But to say that child labor was a thing of the past, yes, in America, and yes, in other industrialized countries to a large degree. But you go to the so-called emerging or developing countries, child labor is as big a problem today as it was 100 years ago. And in fact, it's probably a greater problem.
And nude pictures of kids have been taken along the way as well and been controversial, too. Sally Mann's approaches, her pictures of her kids, which you've included in this book and others, they're not the same as the ones that were taken during the Victorian period, but they wind up causing as much concern among especially officials and law officials and the like.
Let me put it this way. I think that the nude pictures taken in the Victorian period really caused no concern to the Victorians. It was only to us, looking back, that they create concern. Sally Mann created concern from it from the outset because there are many issues. I'm a great fan of hers and think she's a wonderful and thoughtful person as well as a fabulous artist. But on the other hand, her photographs do call into question issues as to emerging sensuality amongst children that some segments of society definitely find troublesome.
You have pictures of kids in times of war, and they are definitely victims.
Clearly victims. And, you know, I've always said to people who complain about nudity, I said, you know, you never hear a complaint about a nude child starving to death. Photography has opened our eyes to all of the plagues that exist, and particularly in sub-Saharan Africa and in war-torn countries. Children are now, unfortunately, the primary victims of war, pestilence, and disease.
Now, this is a beautiful book, what people generally call a coffee table book, with a much more serious text than we're used to in those kinds of books. And I gather the net proceeds of sales are going to be donated to the U.S. Fund for UNICEF.
Yes, I'm a director of UNICEF.
Is that what got you started on this, UNICEF?
Well, certainly didn't get me started on photography. I've been involved in photography for over 40 years. But when I finished doing my first book called A Thousand Hounds, which was the presence of dogs in photography, which was sold quite well, a number of publishers came to me and said, "Would you do another one?"
And would... Could we, just looking at the way people deal with their pets or deal with the elderly, could come up with similar kinds of senses of how the world has changed over the past century and a half?
I certainly think so. I think we could do it with the elderly, clearly. I mean, photography is a window both to the past and to the future. And when I write the words for these books, I often said, you know, it's not a partnership because the photographers are done. The photography is done by great artists. The text is done by me. But the fact of the matter is pictures often speak those thousand words very quickly.
And what about the title of your book, Full of Grace?
Well, the title Full of Grace is actually from a medieval poem about childborn on Monday and childborn on Tuesday. And Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and through the 6 days of the year, of the week. I picked grace because there's always the issue of how do we redefine today the construct of childhood. Originally, it was considered the innocent child, the romantic child. And today, a lot of debunkers, to some degree, are calling it the knowing child, the childless child. And
because kids are growing up fast again.
Yes. I'm just trying to come up with a phrase that, and I thought the word grace, because that's one thing about childhood that, you know, is inescapable and universal.
Ray Merritt's Full of Grace, A Journey Through the History of Childhood, a lovely collection of photographs, and some rather disturbing, is published by the Signet Foundation and distributed in the United States by Powerhouse Books. I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.